I wish we still practiced chivalry, don't you? I like to see men honor women by opening the door or adjusting the chair as the lady is seating at the table before the men sit. I'd like to see men permit the ladies to be seated as a sign of respect. I like to hear young people saying yes, sir, and no, sir, when addressing their elders. I would like to see the younger stand when their elders enter a room. I'd like to see it because it reflects a reverence for God who commands us to respect the elderly as a sign of obedience to Him. Respect for our elders is a religious duty. How do you feel when you must wait for an older person to move slowly ahead of you? Or how do you feel when an elderly driver of a car does not move as rapidly through the traffic signal as you would if you were in the front? How do you feel toward those older than you? The Bible speaks very clearly and repeatedly about our attitude toward the aged, and its principles may be summarized in one statement. God commands us to respect those older than we. Respect for the aged is appropriate because old age is to be viewed as a blessing of God. It's a sign of His grace. When He promised Abraham, "You will die in peace and be buried in good old age," God intended advanced age to be a sign of His blessing. It was evident of grace upon His faithful servant, and it still is. The elderly are to be honored, therefore, as the people of God's blessings. Proverbs 16:31 says, "Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It's a glory." Now, we may joke with our friends when gray hairs begin to appear on their heads, but gray hair is not a matter of joke or embarrassment. It's a badge of splendor. God honors a person by giving him or her a long life. Someone asked a person, "How do you feel about growing old?" And the reply was, "It's great when you consider the alternative." Now, the alternative of advancing age is death. But old age indicates that God considers a person has sufficient contribution to make on earth that He leaves him here longer than some others. Thank God for every year you have. Live so He will extend your years on earth for the good you can do for people in His name. Respect for the aged is a religious duty. Leviticus 10:32 commands, "Rise in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord." Now you think about that. God puts respect for the elderly next to reverence for God Himself. Disrespect of our elders is sin. It's open disobedience to God's clear command. I wish we still practice chivalry, don't you? I like to see men honor women by opening the door or adjusting the chair as the lady is seating at the table before the men sit. I'd like to see men permit the ladies to be seated as a sign of respect. I like to hear young people saying yes, sir, and no, sir, when addressing their elders. I would like to see the younger stand when their elders enter a room. I'd like to see it because it reflects a reverence for God who commands us to respect the elderly as a sign of obedience to Him. Respect for our elders is a religious duty. Respect for elders is expressed also in attitude as well as in action. You remember the biblical record of Job? He was greatly afflicted in his body, so there was no position he could get in that would free him from pain. Three of his friends came to visit him and to comfort him in his affliction. Now, a fourth person came also, but he is not mentioned until three-fourths of the way through the book, in fact, chapter 34. He does not speak until the three friends have spoken to Job three times and Job had responded to their observations. Now, when the young man speaks at last, he shows his great respect for his elders. He said, "I am young in years, and you are old. That is why I was fearful, not daring to tell you what I knew. I thought age should speak. Advanced years should teach wisdom." Now, take careful note of his attitude of respect toward his elders. He was hesitant to speak at all. "Fearful," he said. He had an insight into Job's trouble which they did not have, but he withheld his opinion. He thought it proper for the aged person to speak. He expected wisdom to come from their words. And what an example that is for us. Such a spirit of respect for the elderly is as appropriate today as it was in that ancient time. Now, is that your attitude toward them? Respect for the aged is shown by a gentle spirit in dealing with them. Sometimes an aged person will revert to a second childhood, as we call it. They may be exasperating on occasion. They may live in the past more than in the present. Their care may demand time and energy and money from the younger generation. But the younger must always show a gentle spirit toward their seniors. Here's the counsel God gave through the Apostle Paul. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Now let a family spirit govern your relation with everyone, whether young or old. But look on the elderly men as your own father, and the elderly woman as your own mother. Gentleness is the key to your dealing with those older than you. If you tend to be impatient with your elderly parents because of the limitations of advanced age, remember how patient they were with you in your infancy and childhood with your limitations of lack of age. Since they were willing to invest their lives in caring for you in those first years, it is reasonable that you should invest your life in caring for them in their later years. Respect for the aged indicates the Spirit of God is at work in you. God does not give us up because we grow old or infirm. He gives special attention to us instead. Consider His words in Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and rescue you. Now consider God's promises to sustain, carry, and rescue the elderly. Blessed promise. I wonder how many elderly persons know that God has made that promise. I wonder how many of them claim that promise in times of physical illness, financial troubles, loneliness, and fears. I wonder how many younger persons realize that that's the kind of interest God has in the elderly. What's your attitude toward the elderly? Mary Esther Walker has written these beautiful lines of Beatitudes for Friends of the Aged. Blessed are they who understand my faltering steps and palsied hand. Blessed are they who seems to know that my eyes are dim and my wits are slow. Blessed are they who looked away when coffee spilled at table today. Blessed are they with cheery smile who stopped to chat a little while. Blessed are they who never say, you've told that story twice today. Blessed are they who know the ways to bring back the memories of yesterday's. Blessed are they who make it known that I'm loved, respected, and not alone. Blessed are they who know I'm at a loss to find the strength to carry the cross. Blessed are they who ease the days of my journey home in loving ways. Are you such a blessed person in your dealings with the elderly? God honors those who loves those whom He loves, and He shows a special love to infants and to the elderly. It has been said, old age is a blessed time. It gives us leisure to put off our earthly garments one by one and dress ourselves for heaven. Father, God of all life, we confess that our times are in your hands. We do not know the length of our days upon the earth, whether they be many or few, but we thank you for the senior saints who have set the way before us. Give us grace to follow their good example for Jesus' sake. Amen.